Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and a familiar voice joining us here in the studios today. That would be one Dottie Titus. How are you today, Dottie?
Well, Icicle Titus, you can call
Icicle
me.
Icicle Titus,
yeah,
I like
that's
that.
That's about right today, but it was a worthy cause. I'm up out here to tell you that the Episcopal women are baking up a storm again.
That's right. Christ Episcopal Church there on West over in East House. You're having your annual Perchville Bake Sale.
That's right, Kevin. Every year we have it when they have the bake sale, and it's from 8 o'clock in the morning till we sell out, you know. And,
sure.
And come early because we sell out early.
You do.
We've got some good bakers down there.
Yep. I've been out there, and you know what? I brought my wife a couple of years ago, and she bought about half your stuff, I think.
I guess. It's kind of a ongoing thing that you come in, you think, well, you buy a little cookies, and then you see this, and you buy something else, and the husband will say, oh, I want to take this, you know. So we're happy for that they'll come in, and we always have something that the kids like, too.
You have a wide variety. It's not just because when you think of bake sales, you think of cookies and brownies, but you got so much more than that.
We have homemade cinnamon rolls. We have homemade pies.
Yeah.
Millie Bloomer's no longer with us, but her daughter is doing it, Nadine O'Meara. She's still baking her mom's apple pies.
Yeah.
And then we have cookies, and we always have some kind of, Nadine last year made cupcakes and ice cream cones, and kids always went for that. And then we have trail mix, and we have bark, and we have fudge, and so lots and lots of different things that as you said, not your usual bake sales.
That's so right, and all priced to sell and go. You want to get them out there to the people.
We have very good prices, and we try to keep it that way because we know what the economy is. And, for we workers that donate and do this, we know it's for the church because this is our outreach program that we do so much for. There's so little of us down there, but we do an awful lot in the community, and this bake sale is one of the things that really jumpstart some of the things that we do.
It does. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the book sale usually goes on downstairs in the basement. That looking to happen again this year too, right?
Yes. Yeah. You come in the door and you have to go right by all our goodies before you get to the book sale. So we have a nice little snag out there, you know.
That's right.
So it is convenient. Plus, the book sale is good. I always look forward to that every year.
You bet.
Because I'm a big reader, and I like to get a good sale down there, too. Come down, get some books, come up and get some goodies, go home and snuggle right in and have a cookie and read your book.
You betcha. And as you mentioned, it starts at 8 a.m. and goes till it's gone. But roughly around 1 o'clock or so, you probably have everything sold.
1-2, depending about the traffic that's down. But we'll, as you say, we have good prices, and they go, and it's all homemade. I mean, it isn't any of this box stuff or stuff that you go and you bring home and you make. No, it's all stuff that we make right from scratch up. A lot of us have homemade, you know, old-time cookie and cake recipes and cinnamon rolls that are not out of a can. They're homemade, you know. So
you bet.
Those are really good things, too.
So come on in and warm up after some time out there on the ice of Perchville, and take in the bake sale going on. Christ Episcopal Church is on West Over.
Corner of Sawyer and Westover, right across from where the farm market usually is. It's a snowbank right now, but they do clear it out, so there's ample parking.
You bet.
And we're right by the library and right downtown. If you go to Kleenex, just walk up a block and you can smell our cookies from the corner.
You betcha you can. Well, I know I'll stop in and see you because we're going to be out there broadcasting live, and I always make a stop in there. So I'll be coming in to talk to you guys about the big bake sale on at some point on that day when we're out there broadcasting.
That'll be work. February the 1st, the day that Perchville starts, and 8 in the morning until we are out of goods. And as I said, come early because it goes fast.
It does.
And
It does.
You'd be surprised. We usually have about, you know, great big long tables, and we have about three or four of those stacked full.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised. You'd think, oh, they're going to be, hell, you know, have a lot of stuff to give away, but we don't. We always sell it out.
So. You do. That's for sure. So I'll have to make sure to plan a break to come over there early before you sell out, for sure.
We'll have a cup of coffee for you, Kevin.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Christ Episcopal Church on West over there in East Dallas. It's their bake sale and book sale. This Saturday, 8 a.m. is when it all gets started there.
That's right. February the 1st, Saturday, 8 o'clock. And I'll be there and say hi to... I'm taking the money, so...
Ooh, there you go.
I like that job.
Yeah, that's a good one to have.
Right.
Dottie Titus from Christ Episcopal Church, one of the many talented bakers there. Looking forward to seeing you Saturday at the bake sale there at Christ Episcopal Church.
Kevin, thank you. And we thank Carol Broadcasting for all the community service they do.